Good people, what's going on? It's your boy. I don't know what to say. I haven't performed in a while. I'm still Conker Jones, but for this episode, for the New Easy Worship experience, I think I'm going to really just start going by my real name. I'm Charles Comer. Welcome to the New Easy Worship experience, because this is going to be more focused on God. We're going to get a whole lot more personal on this one. And even though I'm posting this on the Comfort Zones podcast page, I'm waiting until I have to renew my subscription to Podbean, and then I'll have a whole nother page. I have a whole nother podcast for the New Easy Worship experience. And it's basically like this, like, I'm not going to even lie. Before we get into it, the reason why I'm going to have two different podcasts is because I have things that I like to talk about that deal with stuff that's going on in the world. Even some of it may be certain gossip that's out there. I'm not going to lie, and I have a lot of things that I like to talk about that deal specifically with the Spirit, and I want to be able to put them both out there. But if people just want to listen to my stuff that I talk about with the world, cool. If the only thing you want to listen to is the stuff that I talk about with the Spirit, cool. It's not like you're going to see two different versions of me. You're just going to see, you're just going to have see two totally different conversations. And you may see some of the same people on both pod being, you may see some of the same people being guests on both podcasts. You may see some people on the other podcast, and you may see some people on you may see some people on the Comfort Zone, and you may see some people on the New Egypt Worship Experience, the new experience. You may never see them on the same podcast. It's all going to be how it goes. But I do know there will be a lot more flexibility for my guests on the Comfort Zone than it will be for the New Egypt Worship Experience, so far as what they're allowed to do, say, blah, blah, blah. This is this, like, we're working it out. But anyway, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about plans for the future that will manifest themselves. The main thing that I want to talk about is something that I always talk about, but it's something that we always need to be reminded of when it comes to the Spirit, and that is for you to get real personal with God. Now, in order for you to get real personal with God, it means that you have to stop lying to yourself. You know, and that's the one thing I believe a lot of us do in this life, is we lie to ourselves. I don't know if, well, I lie to myself on certain things, but I think the main thing that a lot of us lie to ourselves on is our emotions, or how we feel about certain situations, how we view certain things. And a lot of times, just trying to have faith in God and having faith in God's will, what God can do for us, promises made in the Bible, it tends to have us live in a way that we shouldn't live. And that's what always catches me up, is that as men and women who believe in God, I don't even want to narrow it down to the people who actually do their best to follow God. I'm just talking about the people who believe in God, who do believe in the commandments, who knows that, excuse me, who knows that God is real, who knows that Jesus did walk this earth at one point. Let me put it like this. I'm not talking to the churchgoers with this, you know. I'm not simply talking to the people who read their Bible every single day. I'm talking to everybody who has any type of faith in God whatsoever, who knows that ultimately God has control over their lives and will lead them down a path that God wants them to go down. You know, we tend to have this faith in God and let this faith in God have us tell ourselves things that God ain't telling us, but we say it is God. We live a falsified identity, pretending to be these beings walking around with no pain, with no sorrow, with no hurt, you know what I'm saying, with no sadness or anything like that. And everybody I talk to, is I constantly tell them that that is a part of life. These feelings that you have, negative feelings that you have, are a part of life. You know what I'm saying? You have to experience those. There is no going around experiencing these feelings regardless of what you try to say or do. You're going to experience them. So in my perspective, and I can't even say that this is of God, but I do believe that God has led me to say this. In my perspective, if you deny feeling these ways, having these, quote, negative feelings, you are lying to yourself. And how can God use you, or really speak to you, or speak through you, if you constantly lie to yourself about what's going on? Now, I understand how it may seem. I understand what people say. I understand what people do. You want to be strong. You know, you want to be viewed as strong. You don't want to be seen as weak. You don't want people to catch you being vulnerable. You don't want to feel like you've opened up a side of you that shouldn't be open. You don't want to feel disappointed or hurt, or you don't want it to be used against you. I understand all of these things, but you have to understand, I'm talking about your relationship with God. I'm not talking about your relationship with people. I'm talking about your relationship with God. I'm not talking about your relationship with man. I'm not talking about your relationship with your brother, with your sister, with your mother, with your father, with your aunts, with your uncles, with your girlfriend, with your boyfriend, with people on a job, with your best friend. I'm not talking about relationships with anybody else but God. When I tell you that you have to stop lying to yourself, and it's something that a lot of us do, we tell ourselves that we're not in pain. We tell ourselves that we're not hurting. We tell ourselves that we're not upset. We tell ourselves even this. We even tell ourselves that what God has presented before us is okay with us, and that we are absolutely ecstatic with it. We constantly tell ourselves that we're happy with the way things are going in our life, thinking that we are doing this, pleasing God, and we're not. You know, again, you want to go out there and you want to be strong in front of you, in front of man and woman, that's fine. But you don't think God knows that you're lying to yourself when you act like everything's okay and it's not. You don't think God sees the pain that you're in, but you're trying to act like that pain doesn't exist. You know, I get fed up with people pretending like they have no feeling or emotion whatsoever. Granted, I am very, very open with my emotions or with my feelings. If I'm feeling hurt about something, I'm going to say I'm hurt about it. If I'm depressed, I'm going to tell you I'm depressed. If I'm mad, I'm going to tell you I'm mad. That's just me. You can say whatever you want. You can call me weak, however you want to say it. But the reason why I do it is to help me keep those things balanced, to help me keep those things in check. I'm not the type of person who can walk around and act like it's not there. I'm not the type of person who can like swallow it and just keep moving. No, I need to express it in some kind of way. And the way that I express it is by talking about it, or either putting it on a piece of paper. But as long as I'm able to get it out, there used to be something I'd say years and years ago. Something I used to say years and years ago when I saw somebody was upset, had an attitude, however you want to say it, I'd tell them like, get it out. You know what I'm saying? You'll feel better once you do. Or in simpler terms now, like I say, like how Shrek said, better out than in. You know, because once you start letting this stuff out of you, once you start releasing this stuff from you, it can no longer sit inside of you. I told my son the other day, I said, son, I told him it's okay for you to have these negative feelings or negative emotions. I said, there's not, and this part I didn't tell my son, but I do want to say this. If you really read your Bible, or if you really understand what the Bible talks about, God and Jesus show just about every single type of negative emotion that we experience and that we try to deny, you know. So a deeper message to get into would be to literally sit up here and say that our feelings, our emotions, whether good or bad, are a part of our spirit and not our flesh, which means that after we die, they're still going to be with us. So how can you deny something that is a part of your spirit? Can sit thinking that you're doing the right thing, thinking that you're being the man or the woman that God, that you're supposed to be, and that God is pleased with, that God is not pleased with you lying to yourself. But anyway, I told my son, the other day, I said, it's okay to have these feelings and emotions. I said, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, but don't let these feelings and emotions get the best of you. You know what I'm saying? You can have the feelings and emotions. You can have the thoughts. Just don't let the thoughts, the feelings and emotions have you. And whether a lot of us believe it because we don't see immediate change in ourselves, the more we deny feeling that way, the more it changes us, the more we, and this is a, I gotta sit up here and be honest, this is one thing that I hate about alpha men, you know what I'm saying, men who have to be bigger and better and badder than everybody else, you know, this is one thing I hate about alpha men, is because they thrive on things, not even knowing what they're thriving on. Like, they carry around so much weight and so much anger because of all of these things that they compartmentalize, because of all of these things that they swallow, because of how the old school people used to say, suck it up and keep moving. Nah, don't do that. Don't suck it up. Don't swallow it. Don't shut up and keep going. You need to deal with that. But the one thing I kind of despise about alpha men is that they're all of this aggression and all of this anger and all of this attitude. And most of the time, this aggression comes from them not dealing with issues, you know. Granted, times are changing, I can't say that, but see, for instance, this is what I mean by earlier, like, for instance, I'd love to sit up here and have a conversation about alpha men, but I think that would be something better suited for the comfort zone rather than putting it on the New Egypt worship experience or the new experience, you know what I'm saying? But we can't get into that conversation all by ourselves. But the point being is that we feel like because we don't see the immediate changes in our personality or attitude, that it doesn't affect us. But the more you ignore it, the more, let me rephrase that. Just because you are ignoring it doesn't mean it is not affecting you. And I want to see people really, truly be healed. I want to see people really, truly be free. Granted, I'm not sitting up here saying that you got to go cry to anybody, tell anybody anything. But I am saying you need to stop lying to yourself about what you're going through. You need to stop lying to yourself about the things that you're dealing with. For the people who actually do go to church every day, pray every single morning, you need to stop lying to yourself about the sins that you have within. You need to quit walking around like you're perfect, you know, and admit that you have problems, admit that you have some doubts, admit that you have some fears, you know, admit that sometimes you don't think God is going to come through for you, you know. And the reason, look, the only reason why I'm saying this and asking for you to do this is because it will heal you. You will get better. This is what's that word? It's not, this is certain. It is a certainty that once you stop lying to yourself about the things that you're going through, you will feel better. You will start being healed spiritually. Now, don't think I don't understand, because I do. The reason why a lot of us do hide and run from these negative feelings or emotions is because for some reason we believe that it is not an example of faith in God to have these negative feelings or emotions. Like, we can't have faith and be worried about something too. You know, we can't have faith in God and doubt our situation at the same time. Trust me, I understand why that is so relevant in the church or in the mindset of a Christian, in the mindset of someone who believes in God. I understand why that's so relevant for you to think that way. But you have to understand that faith is present more when you have doubts, that faith is present more when you have fears, that faith is present more when you are worried. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's easy to have faith when everything is right. It's easy to have faith when everything's going good in your life and you are supposed to have faith in that instance. But what about when the things are going bad in your life? What about moments when you are doubting? What about moments where you are having fears? What about moments to where you are worried, to where you are concerned, to where you are sad, to where you are angry? In those moments, that is when faith presents itself the most. And you don't get there by acting like you're not feeling that way. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. I understand what I'm saying. That's the reason why I'm saying it. But you know, you don't display faith by acting like you're not having problems. That's not a great display of faith. That's actually you lying to yourself. You know what I'm saying? The bet for me, and I'll say this for me, what works for me is to talk my problems out with God. Like, I say it plenty of times, Father God, I know that everything's going to work out, but this ain't looking good. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like I lose any type of faith or have lost any type of faith because of that. I don't feel like I've committed a cardinal sin for being that open and honest with God. You know what I'm saying? If anything, I like to believe that God respects me more for being that open and honest. And I tell God all the time, like, Jesus, I got faith in you, even though I can't see it. I said, but I need you to understand that every time I'm coming to you, I'm coming to you because I do have faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to you because I do know that in the end it's going to work out to my benefit, and you're going to make everything come together like it should come together. This is why I'm coming to you, to help me get rid of these feelings. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting up here acting like these feelings don't exist. I'm going to God with these feelings and with these emotions, and I'm saying, I'm feeling like this. I don't want this to take over me. Father, show me something. You know what I'm saying? Just show me something. Tell me something. Give me something. Just help me with these feelings and with these emotions. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll always do something else, is I'll ask, why am I feeling this way? You know what I'm saying? I'll ask, why am I having this doubt? Why am I sad? Why am I worried? Why is this? And it always works itself out to where when I go to God and when I ask why I feel this way, there's some revelation, there's some type of deep knowledge, or there's some, what's that other word? Edification, that's the word. There's some edification that comes along by me accepting the fact that I'm not gonna be happy 24/7, by me accepting the fact that I'm not gonna be praised, blessed, and highly flavored 24/7, that sometimes the best way I can display my faith is to sit up here and tell you, you know, today it's going to be a good day, but I'm feeling a little off right now. And I do that specifically because it means I'm not. Let me rephrase that. You don't hear me do that a lot. But the reason why I do that is because I'm in tune with who I really am as a man. And I'm in tune with what I really feel in my spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a display of weakness to admit that you have these feelings and emotions. It's a display of weakness when you let these feelings and emotions get the best of you. And a lot of times what we don't realize is that by ignoring these feelings and emotions, we're letting them get the best of us. You know what I'm saying? because you're acting like they're not there, even though they are. You're pretending that it doesn't exist, hoping that it goes away, and it's not going to go away. That's usually where the aggression comes in at. That's usually where the anger comes in at. That's usually where you get put in situations to where you have to be the one to prove the point. You have to win the debate. You have to win the argument. And then you become attention seeking. You become the one who has to just win all the time. And a lot of the times, the way that you choose to win ain't really what a win is. You know what I'm saying? You get to the point to where your only success or your main victories come from putting other people down. Like, you don't want to be put down. It's so many different ways that we display all this compartmentalizations, and we display all of this compression and suppression of our problems, that it ain't even funny, and we don't even realize it because it's been with us so long, and it changes us slowly that we can't even see that it has changed us. We don't even think it does. We just chalk it up as this being us, not even realizing that we can't even, you know, like, we don't have room to breathe. We're suffocating our spirit with problems, and eventually these problems, now that's this is another topic for another day, but it's something that you should really think about. When you continuously compartmentalize your problems, when you continuously suppress and compress your feelings and your negative feelings and your negative emotions, these things eventually become mental health issues for those coming after you. You know what I'm saying? You have situations, and I'm not saying this happens all over, but you have to think. It makes sense to me, if it doesn't make sense to you, that two or three generations of people who were told to suck it up and keep going end up having a generation of people that come along that are bipolar or have ADHD or schizophrenia, you know what I'm saying, who believe they are something different than they're not. And I want you to read as deep into that as I've said it, who believe that they're something different than they're not. They are born with mental disorders, and these mental disorders could very well stem from an older generation not dealing with their personal issues and not handling their personal issues. Because when you have a child, you're not just passing down your DNA to that child, you're also passing down all of your problems. You know what I'm saying? You're passing down all your good and all your bad that you're dealing with right then on the inside to that child inside of that DNA. And you really need to think about that. I can look at my son now and look at my daughter now. I see the fears, I see the good things about them and the bad things about them, and the good things and the bad things about them are reflective of me, yes, but they're also reflective of what I was going through when their mother got pregnant with them, how I was feeling when their mother got pregnant with them. It's no coincidence that my children have some of the same fears that I have. But see, that's a topic for us, that's another issue for another day. Point being is, I really want to see everybody truly healed and truly blessed, you know, truly free inside of their spirit, to where they sleep better at night, and to where they're just able to smile real smiles and keep that smile on them. But it comes with a price. And I'm even reluctant to say that it comes with a sacrifice. Like, you have to give up this idea and this notion that the best way for you to display your strength is by acting like you are never in pain, like you are never sad, like you are never hurt, like you never worry. You gotta stop lying to yourself. And the reason why is because this is one of the steps for you to really get closer and get a more personal relationship with God. Believe it or not, this corporate relationship that we have with God, that gets preached all over, is fading out, you know. And I'm going to be one of the ones to help it fade out to where we get a more personal relationship with God. And we're not so focused on the corporate relationship with God. And I want you to read into that just as deep as you want to, because it's time out for feeling like we all can't have the same connection with God that we see a lot of preachers have, that we see a lot of so-called apostles, so-called bishops have. It's time out for feeling like we can't have that same connection with God. They have a unique connection because they are speakers and everything like that. They're meant to confirm things inside of you. And that's one thing that we need to realize. The main purpose of the man or woman of God that's the pastor or the apostle or whoever's the head of the church, they're not, so they are supposed to lead you. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But the main purpose of them is to confirm what God has already shown you. Like, they should not be the ones to tell you what God wants for you, and you hear it from them first. They are there to confirm what God wants for you. Your relationship should be so close to God that God is able to show you what He wants from you in any shape, form, or fashion. And that pastor or the leader of that church is there to either water or bring the increase on what God is saying. And that's practically it right there. We are finna start wrapping up this episode. And this is just one issue to touch on about getting personal with God, getting real personal with God. I mean, we're finna eliminate all secrets in between us and God as if we can actually hide something from God. And the first way is to stop lying to yourself about what you're going through and quit pretending to be so doggone strong when you know you're not. Like, that's basically the easiest way to say it. That's the simplest way to say it. Stop acting like you're so strong when you know you're not, because it's a lie. Again, I'm not sitting up here saying that you have to present yourself vulnerable to anybody in your life whatsoever, but quit pretending like nothing ever affects you and quit pretending like nothing ever bothers you, because you're lying to yourself. And even though God still will work with you, you have to imagine how much more God can work with somebody who's open enough and honest enough to sit up here and say that they are bothered when they are that bothered, that they are hurt when they are hurt, that they are sad when they are sad. You have to sit up here and realize how much God can use somebody on a spiritual level and on a level of the flesh by somebody who's willing to say, why am I feeling this way? Or you know what I'm saying? Who's willing to face, and that's the best way to say it, who's willing to face their problems, who's willing to face their sorrow, who's willing to face their sadness instead of ignoring it. You know what I'm saying? You have to imagine what God can do with you once you have the ability to fight these feelings and emotions by acknowledging that they are there and dealing with them right then and there, instead of ignoring them and letting them build up and then attaching themselves to your spirit and becoming a permanent part of you, your children, and your grandchildren. The next thing you know, your family's dealing with generational curses that they shouldn't be dealing with, all because you decided not to handle your business and take care of the issues in front of you. But anyway, I'm Charles Comer. This is a New Age of Worship Experience, for short, the New Experience. Thank you for listening. We got a whole lot planned, and we're going to get it together one day. Well, we're going to get it together. You hear me? This ain't going to be one person in front of the other. We're taking this walk side by side, and we all are going to get closer to God and do exactly what God wants us to do. My goal, And I'm hoping this God's goal for me, my goal, is to build men and women of valor, and not just people who walk in the so-called faith. My goal is to be a man of valor and to build men and women of valor as well. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please share it with somebody who you think needs to hear it. I am trying to grow. I'll see you next week. Peace.